Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it off!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You're up early?
It's early.
You know what they say.
Woe unto them that rise up early in the morning.
No, not that.
Okay, what?
You know.
Early bird gets the worm.
That's gross.
I'm not eating it.
No, it's a metaphor.
It's a metaphor.
I don't care what it is.
Whoa, what's going on with you, bud? You're so moody these days.
I'm just trying to get
through the day.
Perhaps we can try a little harder.
Why?
It's showtime!
Yeah, let's try a little harder to get through the day.
Right.
Be nice to everybody.
Jeez.
It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, waking you up Tuesday morning, along with our executive producer, Morty. And thank you to everybody who stopped by the Smiths right down the street at West Sahara and Durango and donated a couple of bucks, you know, whether it be in change or whatever. But a lot of people stopped by from 10 to noon while we were out there ringing the bell. And we thank you very much for that.
Yes, and it was cold. It was cold out there yesterday. But, like I said to somebody, and I think I posted on Facebook, but we had a home to go to after that. A lot of people don't get to go inside. So it really was nice to be able to do that. And thank you for the fudge, Karen, and thank you for John and Mike and everybody else that stopped by and said hello. We appreciate it very much.
Had a good time out there yesterday. So we have a lot of things to get to this morning. Your first of three on-air Jingle Bell Rock clues. We have another one for you at 8 o'clock. It's still out there. It hasn't been found yet.
Yep.
And I got to be honest, I'm shocked.
Shocked, I know.
Because normally, any other year, you know, somebody found it just like that.
Yeah, I know.
This is a tough year.
I know it. Yeah.
All right. Yeah. So details on the Jingle Bell Rock, of course, on our website at 96.3kklz.com, or you can always just download the free KKLZ app. They say plenty of sunshine today, high in the low 50s today and tomorrow. Maybe some high clouds on Wednesday. Only about 42 outside this morning, but we'll get through it. I know for a lot of people back east.
Well, yeah.
Not bad. But
listen, I had somebody on Facebook Live who said, I moved here from Canada, and it's cold.
Yeah, it's cold here. Here we go. Carla has her first take on some entertainment news in a bit.
Well, guess whose Christmas party Brad Pitt went to?
Uh-oh.
What?
All right, we'll find out more about that, some other stories in about 4 or 5 minutes from now. It's Prince right now in 1999.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, Frozen 2 has now made over $1 billion.
Whoa.
Excuse me, $1 billion, people. What, 2 weeks I think it's been out? How about that?
How much?
Yeah, $1 billion.
Man, shut up.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
That's what parents are saying. I'm sure the earplug industry has made at least that much. Jeez, because of the songs. Now, after attending her birthday party earlier this year, Brad Pitt went to Jennifer Aniston's Christmas party over the weekend.
No.
A source says they've been in touch a few times since her birthday, and they are friendly. Now he also, going to a Christmas party. Now, a lot of people, of course, I'm sure, are saying, well, they got to be sleeping together. They're going to get back together. You know they are. I, for one, would love it if they would, because I thought they were a great couple. But they're friends. They are friends. And that's good. That's a big step with an ex.
But they don't have any kids together or...
No, they do not.
Okay.
No, they don't. That's why they can be friends. But it's an ex. So, I mean, that's tough to do. So good for them.
And he was on Friends.
Yeah. Yes, he was on Friends.
When they were together.
Yeah.
So you see how it's...
Yeah. Full circle. Full circle, people. I'm sure there's more going. All the guys are thinking, well, they're sleeping together. And all the women are saying, that's so cool that they're friends. That's how... See, you can be friends. And Taylor Swift, man, is she putting a bow on an amazing decade, which is something we must discuss. The end of a decade as well. Her latest album, Lover, has become the only album of 2019 to sell over 1 million pure copies. I had this conversation with a friend of mine recently. Pure album sales are album sales based on physical and digital album sales, and supposedly you have to listen to like the whole album to get credit for if you buy it, you buy the whole album,
right?
And streaming, you have to listen to like the whole album. Anyhow, here's the thing. Lover would be the only album of this past year, 2019, to be eligible for platinum certification. She's also the first female artist to have 6 albums sell more than 500,000 copies in 1 week, and all 7 of her studio albums have now sold over 1 million pure copies in the U.S. only artist also, listen to this, to have four albums sell more than 1 million copies in 1 week. What a decade for Taylor Swift. I know, man.
That is amazing.
It is. That is indeed my take.
All right. Mike and Carla's world famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there looking to find $10,000 somewhere in Clark County. It's sitting right there. And to help you find it.
Yeah.
We haven't forgotten about that fifth puzzle piece. That's going to be handed out Thursday. The final puzzle piece will be handed out Thursday for 1 hour only, 6 to 7 in Shady Grove Lounge, Silverton Casino Hotel, sponsored by Tito's Handmade Vodka, who reminds you to drink responsibly. So, if you're wondering about, hey, what about the fifth puzzle piece?
Yeah, oh, don't worry.
It's handed out Thursday.
It's coming.
6 to 7, Shady Grove Lounge over at the Silverton. Complete rules, details about Jingle Bell Rock, on our website, 96.3kklz.com.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
They're back, and I love them.
Isn't it fun?
On 96.3kklz.
Okay, so a California man is traveling with his pet possum. Wound up stranded in Austin, Texas. He flew JetBlue to Austin, but because of the attention his possum was getting, he was kicked off his flight on the way back. Here's the guy talking about it.
She's 8 months old. She's a rescue. Found her in a swimming pool. She just became attached. We were going to release her in the wild after a week. I set her down. She wouldn't leave my leg. We potty trained and everything. Already boarded on the plane, sitting in my seat, and one of the crew members came up and said, either you can leave her here or you can stay here with her, but she can't fly.
So, in other words, they said okay.
Yeah.
Where he boarded the plane.
Right.
And then going back, they said, ain't going to happen.
Yeah, how is it? Was it, if it was in a carrier and he paid for it, I mean, that, huh?
See, I'll be honest. I'm not a big fan of these people that bring their possums, roosters, and emus and all this other stuff on planes and expect it to be okay.
Well, 99.9% of the time, you can't. You can bring dogs and cats and normal emotional support animals on. If they're in a cage, you know, then you have to put them in a carrier generally.
But tell me how many other people agree. There has to be one set of rules, because I've run into certain situations where, you know, I've flown somewhere and it might be with this or that. No animals, but just the way I've packed or whatever the case may be.
Right.
And they'll say, fine, go ahead. And then coming back, they'll say, oh, you have to empty this and empty that.
Right.
Yeah, but I got here.
Right.
And it was the same airlines.
It is different at different airports, I know. Some airports, they for a while there, you don't. At some of them, you still don't have to take your shoes off. If, you know, others you do. Others, and I've been through, you know, I have the pre-check now. Some of them still make you take your shoes off. It's like, well, what? What?
And
what
when I say it's the same airline, and they allowed me to come here with all this stuff, packed as it is.
Right.
What's the diff?
I often wonder if somebody's had an incident where now they've stopped doing that or started doing that. But, yeah, I know.
And my answer is always the answer I always get from the people is, well, I don't know what they do in that city. This is what we do here.
Yes, exactly. But you don't mess with them. Yeah, you do not mess with them.
But give me one set of rules and I'll follow them. But don't make them up in every city so they're different.
Mike, aren't there rules for different people everywhere?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
But you're right. But you're right. I mean, it is. It's true, you know?
Either, I don't care if they say, no, you can't bring this on or this or that on. I'm fine with that.
Right.
Just make it the same way everywhere.
Yeah, I know. So I know. Yeah, exactly. Why did you take my nail clippers and then they didn't take them in my knot?
Exactly.
Why did especially I get to play?
Yeah, if you're paying to bring an animal on, yeah, that's weird.
I'm not
that's
even talking really about weird. Animals now. I'm just talking about the way you pack.
Oh, you're talking
stuff.
About, your shampoo.
Right.
Yeah, I know. I know. Whatever. I know.
Yeah, because that's what you're going to see with me.
I know.
Big carrying cases of animals.
Right? You know what, Mike, if you're listening this morning, Mike's out there. He's TSA. And I know he listens to us. If you're listening, Mike, give us a call this morning, 702-739-9636.
Yes.
Yeah, please
We want to talk to you about some stuff.
Or when your carry-on weighs too much, they tell you unpack it and put it in your suitcase. Well, the same amount of weight is still going on the airplane, clearly it doesn't weigh enough.
Yeah, but then that guy's carry-on is bigger than the one I checked. So, yes, I know.
We're just getting it all out before
the
holidays.
Happy freaking holidays.
Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock is out there somewhere just waiting to be found. And if you find it, $10,000 from the Silverton Casino Hotel and KKLZ. Details on that coming up here in just a couple of minutes. Sunshine today. Going to be nice. Maybe some high clouds tomorrow. High today in the low 50s. Same for tomorrow. Only about 30. Seems to be going down since we started.
Yeah,
only about
it does.
35 outside.
Okay.
This morning.
All right. Okay.
A few things we think you should know. Got that coming up here in a couple of minutes.
Yeah, well, you know what? You need your alone time. You absolutely need it.
All right.
You better take it.
And we're going to find out why here in just a couple of minutes, plus some other things we think you should know. Do that in about 4 or 5 minutes from now.
Now we got the air to bring you essential news.
Just a few things Mike and Carla think you should know.
Here we go.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, the decade is just about over. The top dating terms that were born in the 2010s. And we'll probably be around for a while. Swiping left and right.
Mm-hmm.
Swiping. Catfish. Ghosting. Sliding into DMs. And Netflix and chill.
Oh.
I know. So they will be around for a while. Of course, the next decade, I'm sure something else will pop up that sounds better. But, yes.
Still, you know what? And I've worked hard on this. But they've just never caught on. I don't know why. I've asked my kids to help me.
Not. No, they have
You know,
not.
D1.
Yeah. Yeah, D1 and G1.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Gone. It's gone and done. Kids,
right.
In case you're wondering. Yeah. Well,
if anybody out there, you know,
put
your
it
kids.
Out there. Hashtag Carla's boobs isn't trending. You think that's going to trend? My boobs aren't even trending.
Okay. Well, you know, point well taken. I'm sorry.
No. D1. 85% of people say that having me time is absolutely the key to a good relationship. According to actually a pretty extensive survey that they did, the ideal amount is an average of almost an hour a day or around 6 hours a week.
Mm-hmm.
41% of the people said they would even dump their partner or significant other if they were not getting enough me time. People need time to themselves now. And whether it's to go to the movies, a lot of people said to go have a meal on their own. They just need to be away from that other person for a while. And it does help. It absolutely helps to miss someone. That's for sure.
Boy, that's some... When you have to dump somebody.
I know.
Because you don't have enough me time.
Yeah. Can I just get a minute on my own? Well, there are people who, you know, that's their best friend. And that can be great and it can be detrimental for some people.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can now buy a vibrating seat for your stationary bike. So that nobody's feeling sorry for the Peloton girl now, are they? By golly.
Maybe that's why she looks so good.
This is great. I'm good. You guys don't worry about me. Do not worry about me. I'm going to stay here for a little while. I think I'm going to do the long ride. That's
Honey,
what I'm going to do.
You've been on it for like 24 hours.
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, I sure
have. You look fabulous.
Yes, why don't you be D1? I'm fine, okay?
No, that would be G1.
Yeah, I know. Well, done with me.
Okay.
Oh, it is Tuesday. A few things you should know.
Carla, I think we have to make a decision and decide what's right, what's wrong, what's proper, what's not.
I know.
Because I got in trouble last year for throwing away Christmas cards.
Yeah.
Like the day after, like a week after, I think it was,
right.
The holidays.
Right. I have a friend who opens them, reads them. It's like, oh, that's cool. And then tosses them.
Oh, they don't put them up or anything?
No. Uh-uh. No.
All right. So
nope,
we.
That's it. It's like, I don't need the clutter. I know, but you gotta put the string up and you gotta put the cards
on. We put them along our stairwell.
Okay, right.
Going upstairs, and can we kind of tape them? And
I put them on the piano.
Oh,
and
do
then,
you?
Like, the mantle. I have, like, a mantle, you know? Yeah. Yeah, I mean, I think, isn't there a rule that you have to keep them for a certain amount of time?
And not only Christmas cards, but, you know, birthday cards or some type of card.
Yeah.
Like, a couple of years ago, one of my daughters noticed I'd thrown out some birthday card.
Right.
That's the card I got you.
Yeah.
I know, last year.
Okay.
You're just throwing it out?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, not anymore, I guess.
Not
until you leave.
I have cards from, I have boxes, and I should get rid of them. But cards from, like, my best friend Monica, certain people that, you know, I'm really, really close to, I still have cards.
You do.
I still have some cards from my ex, which those should go.
Yeah.
But then I always think, like, 10 years down the road, am I going to say, oh, I wish I had those.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Anybody else? Do you go through this?
Yeah.
Or what's your rule?
Right.
What do you do with Christmas cards, greeting cards, birthday cards, whatever the card
The Christmas letter, too. Do you hang on to that one? Do you have to hang on to that?
That goes in the trash right after.
I agree, Mike.
We read it.
What do you do? What do you do?
702-739-9636. Oh, we had the best year ever.
Yeah. Whatever.
Fleetwood Mac and Dreams.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
96.3 KKLZ.
So we just want to know, how long do you keep those Christmas cards after they're given to you or mailed to you? Or do you even do you get Christmas cards?
I know. Yeah. And, you know, it's weird because I get all tense and everything just scrunches up when I get my first one. It's like, shoot. Okay. It's starting.
In the true Christmas spirit.
Yes, I know. Thank you. Tammy said, my mom writes the address of the sender on the back of the card, then keeps the cards till the following year to use them for the Christmas card list. This is actually a good idea if you do send out cards. Wow. She said, I just read them and throw away, though, not for Christmas only, but for other occasions as well.
Oh,
for
we had asked about birthdays and anniversaries.
Now, Adrian said, I've kept all the special homemade cards my little boy gave me, unless it had some weird pasta glued to it.
Because that always makes a card better from a little kid.
Pasta!
Yeah.
It was pasta.
You have noodles on it.
Yes, she said the rest of the cards from other people I keep for a few years, then donate them. This is a great idea. To the vets, they cut off the front and glue it to another piece of cardboard, and they make a new card.
Hmm.
So that's kind of cool. That's a great idea.
That's an awesome idea.
Yeah, I know. I like that. Now, what Teresa said, I keep them in the box till the next year, so I know who sent me cards as well. And so a lot of people seem to use them for their Christmas list.
See, what I do
is, thank God it's shrinking.
When we get the card in the envelope, I rip off the corner of the envelope.
The address?
With the address on it.
Yeah.
And then I don't know where it goes.
Yeah, that's such a guy thing.
Because you rip it off into a little piece of paper.
Remember my mom one day opening a drawer. There was a bunch of that in there. My mom was like, Dom. Queenie, he called her Queenie. Those are the addresses of people who said,
just make some sense out of them and send out a bunch of cards.
A company was selling little stickers that you could print out. It prints out your address.
Yeah.
And you stick it on. And it's another sticker that you can peel off
for
the person that takes it. So I bought a bunch of them.
That's nice.
Huh.
That's nice.
Yeah. I bought a bunch of them.
Did you? That's awesome.
Not knowing that it was like one of those installment payments or whatever it was.
Geez. Is it like and Columbia House Records?
Yes. It was $125 for 50 of them.
And then I moved.
I guess the address is wrong.
Used three.
I was just buying one cassette. I don't know what happened. It was a penny. It was supposed to be a penny.
Like the Columbia Records company.
Yeah,
or
Columbia thing. House. Yeah. Only Morty. Only Morty. Did you get the KFC Yule log yet, Marty?
No.
Did you get that one? Okay.
I didn't get the queso candle.
Okay.
Well, thank God. Talking about the greeting cards, what you do with them and everything else.
Right.
Linda's on the phone. Linda, what do you do with yours?
I decorate my front door with them.
Oh, inside or inside?
Inside.
Yeah,
inside.
Okay. Put them out there. Somebody's going to steal those, too.
Well, hopefully.
Yeah, well, exactly.
Take them.
Right.
I wanted to tell you, on Saturday, we went golfing, and I got to the 8th tee box, and I looked, and just for a couple of seconds, I thought I found the Jingle Bell Rock. Obviously, I didn't, but...
Oh, wow. What a great idea, though, huh?
On a golf course?
That would be great.
Well, you guys have a wonderful Christmas, and thanks for a good morning show.
You're a doll. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you.
You know what? The Jingle Bell Rock is still out there.
Yes, it is.
We have your first of three on-air clues coming up a little bit after 8 o'clock, so make sure you're listening for it. Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. Still out there.
Yes, it is.
We have your first of three on-air clues coming up here in a bit, plus some entertainment news coming up.
Yes, we do. Mike, I'm so sorry. I'm pulling the clue up. So
oh, worry about
time.
That.
Yes, I'm going
we'll
to.
We'll get to that in about 5-6 minutes.
Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bell Rock.
All right, here we go. It's what you've been waiting for, the first clue of the day to help you find Mike and Carla's world-famous Jingle Bell Rock. This church is not afraid.
This church is not afraid.
That's the clue you need. Write it down, people, in the little JBR book. And now, get out there. Look, find the Jingle Bell Rock. Bring it back to us at the station. You will win $10,000 from Silverton Casino Hotel and 96.3 KKLZ. Now, the next clue, Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy. He will have that a little after 1 o'clock this afternoon. Be sure to visit the Silverton Rewards Club for a new written clue posted each weekday. And download that free KKLZ app or go to 96.3KKLZ.com for more information. Once again, today's clue, this morning's clue, this church is not afraid.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla's Take.
Sounds super.
On 96.3 KKLZ.
Well, this is really cool. Gary Sinise, you may know him as Captain Dan, right? From Forrest Gump. He, his charitable foundation treated 1,700 Gold Star kids to a Disney vacation. These are kids who've had an immediate family member die in service. He says the important ingredient is that these kids meet each other and they know that they're not alone. And he does stuff throughout the year that is just amazing.
That's awesome.
Organization. It really is.
He does do a lot.
Yeah, he really does, man. So it's what a great story. Glenn Close, this is pretty funny. She had an estate sale at a house that she's selling, and prospective buyers were met by two ceramic bunnies in a big cooking pot, kind of like from Fatal Attraction. this is the right house. Yeah, this is the one.
That is freaking hilarious.
Right? Good for you, Glenn. You can still
No bunnies
laugh.
Were injured. Real no, bunnies were injured.
No, not at
in
all.
In this little
No, not
greeting.
At all. And, gosh, a Christmas dating show. It's called The 12 Dates of Christmas.
Uh-huh.
That is coming to HBO Max next year. Now, single people will participate in holiday activities like ice skating and sleigh rides with the ultimate goal of finding someone to bring home for the holidays. I love this, actually. I love it. So you don't get the year, so you're not seeing anybody this year. Aww. It's not going to happen this year. And do you remember I'm a Barbie Girl in a Barbie World? Do you remember that song?
Yeah.
Barbie
Aqua.
Girl Aqua. Well, Morty, you'll be glad to know that they're actually campaigning to be invited to play at Coachella next year. Why not?
You know what?
Why
really?
They'll just
not.
Play that song over and over and over
yes,
again for like
exactly.
20 minutes.
You know what? Part of that day at Coachella, they could get away with that, actually.
Yeah, probably.
They really could get away with that. But yeah, so we'll see. We'll see.
Until somebody says, wait a second.
Yeah. Is that the same song?
But there's always one person out there that thinks it's
dude.
So cool.
Awesome!
Yeah.
Awesome!
Yeah. You're right. This is definitely their best song right here, man. This was the best one of all.
Awesome!
That is my take, sponsored by the Southern Nevada Health District.
You're listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Okay, all this week we've been giving you a chance to win these tickets for Gwen Stefani back over at Planet Hollywood in February. Tickets from the Keller Cooling and Heating Prize Closet inside the Zappos Theater this morning. And we're going to do something holiday-ish all week long.
Yes, we are.
Carla brought in the Court of Ox.
Yeah, he's going to play the tail end, though.
Yeah. Tail end of the song, so strap it on, and here we go. Listen to this.
Right.
There. That's it.
Wow, that was good.
You can identify the tail end of that song by title after we get through news and weather once again. Here it is. I got to be honest. That might be too hard.
No, I don't think it is.
Not at all?
No, I think that end crescendo that
should. Oh, look
give
at you
away.
Talking all
that,
musical
that
and stuff.
Yeah, right.
With the crescendo.
That's a nice accordion, man. My dad had an accordion that was from the 40s.
Right.
That was Uncle Ralph's and passed down to him. It weighed like 90 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
These things are nice, man.
All right, here it is one more time. Listen very closely. You know that look John has on his face when he doesn't know?
Do you know what that one is, John? No?
It sounds familiar.
Okay. Somebody's going to get it.
Because I have that look.
If they don't, we can play the extended version, which I would actually like.
702-739-9636. Good luck. Boy, this is going to be tough. All you have to do is identify the title of this Christmas jingle or this Christmas song. It's the end of the song. So listen real closely. All right, here it is. Carla Jean's on the phone. Go ahead, Jean. Give it a shot. Name the song.
I think it's A Swingin' Little Christmas Time.
Wow. No, but that cool guess. No.
Mary, what about you? Can you guess the name of that song?
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer?
No.
Oh.
No. Try again, but it's an older song.
I want to play a little bit here. Let's do it here.
Go forward a little bit. Yeah, yeah.
All right. One more time. That's it.
Okay.
Name the song just from that.
Right.
702-739-9636. Good luck. Stumping everybody this morning.
I know it. I know it, man.
This is a tough one. All you have to do is identify the end of this Christmas song. Here it is. Tammy, go ahead. Give it a shot.
Funiculi, funiculi. Oh.
The Happy Wanderer.
Yeah, but they all sound like that, don't they?
No, that's not it. Christine, go ahead. Name the song.
Walking in Winter Wonderland.
Oh, no, no, it's not.
Lou, go ahead. Give it a shot. What do you think it is?
Say Santa Claus is coming to town.
No, Lou. Try again.
Michael, go ahead. Do it. Give it a shot.
We'll try and have a holly jolly Christmas.
No. Do they all sound the same?
They do.
I know. On accordion they do, right?
Ben, name the song.
Is it Rock Around the Christmas Tree?
You are right.
There you go. You got it, man. Good job.
You got the tickets. Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl Residency in February. Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood. It's from the Cal-Air Cooling and Heating Fires Closet. Enjoy the show. Thank you for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show. Oh, by the way, Ben, big night for the VGK, so let's hear it. Go Knights, go.
Go Knights, go.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
That's an oldie but a goodie.
Boy, it sure is. Wow. Oh, my.
All right, here we go. God. Some of the other news we think you might be, should be aware of. Sponsored by Sky Diamonds. More do you like this? It's a do-it-yourself funeral kit. They've gone on sale in Japan. They come with a cheap coffin, an urn, and a handbook on performing a funeral.
Yeah, I love that.
So if you've got the urn, this is a DIY.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a do-it-yourself funeral.
Those Japanese.
Yes, yep. I know.
They're always
Merry
thinking.
Christmas.
Guy in England sprayed way too much air freshener in his car while sitting in traffic on Saturday when he lit a cigarette. Can you imagine what happened? Well, it caused a huge explosion that blew out his windows. I guess the combination between the air freshener and the match.
Yes, exactly.
Boom.
You know what we need to do? We really need to talk about these stories each day. There we go. Let me resort to some other
list. I think there was something else mixed in with that, too.
Have here.
With that much air freshener.
I would agree, Morty.
Go to my spare list of stories here. Forgive me for a minute. Not a problem.
This is a well-oiled machine.
It sure is, Mike. It sure is. Well, I'm going to have to resort
to when you're in another room and I'm in here.
I know. Yes, I know. Well, you know I like to be separated from the masses. A skydiving Santa was rushed to the hospital after a hard landing. On a beach in Cocoa Beach, Florida. Poor thing. They had to rush him to the hospital. It was a female Santa. She was conscious and breathing.
Well, that's good.
When she arrived for treatment, she is expected to be okay. But hard landing on the beach. Not fun. Not fun at all. And
The other story?
Well, I'm reading this only because I'm wondering why this never came up before. You heard the story? About the penis fish that washed up. That's what they're calling them in San Francisco.
A bunch of them, right?
Tons of them.
Yeah.
First of all, where have they been all my life?
You would have been fishing a long time ago.
Why is this just coming up now? But thousands women and men in San Francisco were heard saying, "It's a Christmas miracle." Tuesday, that's rather nice.
Makes me feel good.
Good people makes me feel good.
It's Mike and Carla's feel-good story that we like to call...
Tell me something good.
As we do at the end of every show, we like to give you a little bit of good news. This one's about a five-year-old girl in California, Caitlin Hardy. She found out that parents of other kids at her school could not pay off their kids' lunch debts. They couldn't get school lunches. So she told her mom she wanted to try to help out.
I can give money to the lunch people that don't have money.
She's very inquisitive, and so she started asking me a bunch of questions and just explained to her that some people aren't as fortunate as us. Her idea was, could we do a hot cocoa and cookie stand?
They were cookies and snowmen and a snowflake one.
She sat out there for probably about 3 hours. I just left a note saying my daughter would love to donate the money to any of the negative accounts. Her actions do create awesomeness.
They do create awesomeness. She sold cookies, hot chocolate, like she said, and ended up with enough money to cover the debts of 123 students.
Nice. Yes.
How cool is that?
Oh. We couldn't even make it 2 hours out of
Smith's. We were freezing outside. And, well, luckily she lives in California. I hope the warm part of California.
Well, that's
amazing. We were dying. Dying.
That's a great story, and that's why we say any good story, feel-good story you know of, maybe your own. Submit it through the Mike and Carla Morning Show page at 96.3KKLZ.com. Getting ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon sponsored by Aaron Leila Jewelers. Recap of the show this morning. Well, you can fly one way with your possum, just can't fly the other way. Weird story. And we also found out that there's a lot of people, we need me time.
Yes, we do.
We got to have some me time.
A lot of relationships depend upon it.
Yeah, and some will break up because you don't get that alone time.
Yes.
And I want to tell everybody that the fifth puzzle piece, a lot of people calling fifth puzzle piece, will be released Thursday.
Yes.
Shady Grove Lounge over at the Silverton Casino Hotel, 6 to 7. That will be your final puzzle piece. And your next on-air clue, 1 o'clock hour with Bob Bishop filling in for Wendy Rush.
Cool.
All right.
Let's
there you
do
go.
It, people.
People out there, Clark County wide, looking everywhere for this.
It's cold, too. So good luck to you guys. Anybody out there that's looking, bundle up.
Yeah. $10,000 if you find the world famous Jingle Bell Rock. So good luck with that. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. Be kind to each other, okay? Mm-hmm. Talk to you tomorrow.
Mike and Carla Morning Show.
The greatest way to start my day.
Set the tone for the day.
If you missed the show today, catch up now. Download the Mike and Carla Morning Show podcast, as well as showbiz news, interviews, and more at 96.3KKLZ.com or on the KKLZ app on iTunes or Google Play stores. The fun returns tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. on 96.3KKLZ.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.